We begin Be'ezah Hashem, Maseches Pesachim. Starting with the name, it's called Maseches Pesachim. The Rishonim say that it's called Pesachim, Lashon Rabbim, because it really incorporates two different concepts. We have the concept of Chametz and Matzah, and we also have concepts of Inyanei Kodshim. We're going to have five prakim which have to do with the Karban Tamid and Karban Pesach and so on. It also speaks about Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And the Rambam says that the reason why Maseches Pesachim comes after Maseches Erevin is in the parasha of the Mayadim. First we have Shabbos, and Shabbos is Shabbos and Erevin, which all of that is Hilchos Shabbos. Like we mentioned before, that the Rambam then brings Hilchos Erevin onto Hilchos Shabbos. And then right afterwards, we begin with the Yom Tov of Pesach. Hence, Pesachim comes after Erevin, so says the Rambam. So we have a fascinating sugya at the beginning. Very interesting that you have such an arichus. Number one, as to the Lashon of the Mishnah, we use this Lashon of Ar La'arbasar, which we take for granted because we know that it's referring to the night of the 14th. But the Gemara is going to go through a great arichus to discuss what this word means and brings, I don't know, 14 or 15 different braises and rayas to tell us what it means. And at the end, the Gemara is going to tell us why it is that we chose to use this lashon of R, referring to nighttime, if in fact we're referring to, if why don't you just use the lashon of Lila instead of the lashon of R? why use something which is potentially confusing? And this is coming to teach us the concept of Lishna Ma'alia, to use a good, clean Lashon. And it's also interesting to note why specifically over here, when it comes to Pesach, the Inyan of Pesach very much is connected with one's speech and one's Dibur. And there's a lot to say about that. So let's see. Zag the Mishnah. Or La'arbaasar, Boit Kenes HaChametz La'ar Haner. As we said, for now, we'll leave it a little bit open exactly what R means. But R of Arbasar, Baitkin as a Chametz, La'ar Haner. One has to search out for the Chametz by the light of a candle. Says the Mishnah, Kol Makim Shein Machnis Mechametz, Ein Tzarech Bedika. Places where you're not Machnis Chametz, there's no requirement to do Bedika. So the Mishnah is telling us that there is a Takonis Chachamim to do Bedika, and we will see, as Hashem Rashi and Tesis, as to the reason why Chazal made this takana, because it's not explicit in the Gemara the reason why Chazal made this takana of Bedikas Chametz. And the Mishnah says, places where you're not Machnis Chametz, there's no requirement to do Bedika. So, Ubameh, or Lam Amr Beishuas Bamarativ, so if so, why did they say that one needs to check two rows in the cellar? A cellar is not a place where you bring Chametz. The answer is, we are speaking about a case, a situation where they are in fact machnis chametz. Says the Mishnah, what does that mean? Beis shuris b'martif. We'll see this later on in the sugya. Beis shama imam beis shuris al pnei kol hamartif. Beis sala imam shtei shuris lachitzenes shehein al yoynes. And we'll see if there's going to be a machlekes amoraim within this, exactly how to understand what this means. And what exactly are the two shurais? But there's two shurais, external shurais which might have come in contact with chametz. We're speaking about a case where you have a shamash who goes to the martif to bring a barrel of wine, and he's got a sandwich in his hand, and therefore it's considered to be, now this is a makim shemachnis by chametz, and the areas, the external areas where he may have come in contact with, these are going to be areas where one needs to do a bedikah. Let's see a couple of Rashis over here. Or let's really just see the Rashi Boitkin. Very important. Rashi says, Boitkin, Shaloy Yavar Olav Bebalye Ra Ubebalye Motze. So Rashi understands that the reason of the Takanas Chazal is that one should not come to be over on Balye Ra Balye Motze. So Chazal said, you must do Bedika. And remember, when we speak about Bedika, very often, and Yesh La'ayin, if Rashi understands that also, but very often when we say Bedika, we mean Bedika and beer. Bedika and beer, they kind of go together. And they're like these inseparable twins. And perhaps one of the rayas is that when one embarks on Badikas Chametz, and one makes the bracha is Albir Chametz. And we'll see a diyun in the Rishonim as to why you make the bracha Albir, and they say because Badikas Tchilas Bior. When you do the Badikas, it's the beginning of the Bior. So, Rashi says the reason why you need to, again, the Mishnah is talking about doing Badikas, the Mishnah doesn't explicitly mention Bior. Rashi says the reason why you need to do this is in order to prevent one being over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh. I'd like to come back and see the first chunk of Tesis. It's a very, very important Tesis, and there's a lot of subtleties and differences which we find in the Rishonim, but they all discuss what Tesis says, and there's the Shinuim in the Rishonim. So Baz Hashem, we'll come back and see the beginning. Well, the beginning of this thesis. Fine. So the Mishnah tells us that whatever R means, R la Arbasar, on the X of Arbasar, there is a din to be Vedic Chametz la Haner. In places where there's no, where one is not Machis Chametz, is exempt from Bedika. Why do they say you need to check two rows, whatever rows mean, in the Martev? Because it's referring to a case where one is Machis Chametz. It says the Gemara, my R. What does this word R mean? I mean, R usually means light. So what would it mean? The light of the 14th? So Rav Huna Amar Nagi. And Chami, Rav Huna says it means light. Rav Yehuda Amar Leili, it means the night of the 14th. Says the Gemara, Kasal Gedai Dech Demanda Amar Nagi Nagi Mamish, Demanda Amar Leili Leili Mamish. So we think at this stage that the Manda Amar who said Nagi, which means day, it means literally day. And the one who says night means literally night. Rashi points out, Rashi says we shouldn't be geris the last bit of man da amr lele, lele mamish, because obviously night means night. We don't really have much of a doubt about that. And therefore Rashi says you should not be geris man da amr lele, lele mamish. Jesus says that you need not be mishabish the svarim, you need not say that this girus is incorrect. And the reason why the Gemara said it, even though it's poshut, is agav, the first line. In Hanami, the ikr is kasal kadai tach demanda amr nagi mamish. The demanda amr of who says day means literally day. That's what we think. And agav, we say manda amr lele mamish. In Hanami, it's not needed, but that's not a reason, says Tesis, to be mishabish the svarim. Good. So we have at this stage what we think is a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, how to touch the Mishnah. Rav Huna says the day of the 14th is the time of Bedikas Chametz, and Rav Yehuda says the night, the eve of the 14th, is the time of Bedikas Chametz. And as we mentioned, we're going to bring, I don't know, 14 or 15 kashes back and forth as to what the word R means. So first we're going to bring rayas from Psukim in Chumash and Nach, and then we're going to bring rayas from Mishnayos and Brisas and so on. So, Meis v'Fregi Amar Kasha, Haboiker R, V'Anoshim Shulchu, it says about the brothers of Yosef, Haboiker R, whatever this word R means, but something happened, V'Anoshim Shulchu, and the men left, them and their donkeys and so on. Says the Gemara Alma R, Yemamahu. So we think, from the fact that it says Haboiker R, that it's really kind of synonymous. It's really one and the same. Rashi says a few lines down in the Gemara, Haboiker R, Kasal Kadai Tachtachi Kamra, V'Laboiker, Dainu R, Kalei Meshishmei R, Anashim Shulchu. Meaning in Boiker, which is day, because it's one and the same, that's when they left. In which case you see, if so, that R is Yamama, or is Yamama. In which case, this seems to be a raya to Rav Huna, who says, Nagi and Akasha on Rav Yehuda. To which the Gemara says, no, Miksiv Ha'ar Baiker, which would have been mashma that the taich of R is Baiker. Ha'Baiker Arksiv. Command the Omar Tzafra Nahar. It's as if it's saying that there was the morning light came and it started to shine. Tzafra Nahar. Uchad Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and it's actually coming, this pasuk is coming to teach us something totally different. Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Allah Eilam Yikanes Adam B'kitayv, Yetzah B'kitayv. Meaning, because it was the morning, that's when they chose to leave. Rashi says that the pasuk is teaching us derech eretz. If a person is going on a journey, so Rashi says in the Ramaskol ki toiv, you should check into your hotel whilst there still is a little bit of light. You should wait until sunrise. And then it'll be good for you. So what is the goodness in this case? So you shouldn't be damaged by wild animals and by bandits. Tesis quotes the Ri, who says that elsewhere it's mashma, the tam havi mishum mazikin. It's not because of bandits, it's because of mazikin. And Tesis brings another pasuk, and it comes out that there's one reason because of bandits and chayas, and there's one reason because of mazikin, and there might be a nafkamina if it's a city which you know, and you know who's there, and is it a dangerous city? Amitzad chayas and listim, maybe there's no issue, but maybe there's still an issue of mazikin. Al kopanim, we're saying you don't have a raya from this pasuk of Habaykar Ar, because it's just telling us that there was the morning light that began to shine, and then they left specifically once there was light, because of this din of leaving the Kitayv. It's interesting, there's no tziyun in the Shulchan Aruch for this, but it is something which the Poskim do bring. The Kitzi Shulchan Aruch brings this din, and other Poskim bring this din, that a person ideally should, and again, there will be naftaminas, chayes and listim, or because of mazikin, and to what extent should a person have a choice of flying, I don't know, at 6 in the morning, you need to get up at 3 and leave your house at 4, or going a little bit later, to what extent should a person try and leave in a state of ketov? Fine. Question number 2. Mitzvei. The pasuk says, Ucha ar boiker yizrach shamish. It says, like the ar, whatever that means, a boiker yizrach shamish. Alma ar yamamus. And all these questions, we think that ar is synonymous for boiker. To which the Gemara says, Miksiv ar baiker. And if we would have said ar baiker, maybe you could make that diuk. It says, Uch ar baiker ksiv. Vahachi ka amar. Uch ar baiker ba'olam hazeh ke'en zriches shemesh l'tzadikim la'olam haba. Like the ar baiker is in this world, so too will the zriches shemesh, when the sun is shining properly, if it's tzadikim leilam hava. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi over here, uchar baikaksiv, the einzah shem davar, it's not a noun telling us that ar means day. The einzah shem davar, ela, kimeyu shel baikar, yizruch shemesh. What does that mean? Kishemaschel habaikar lahayir ba'olam hazeh, and that's the time of dawn. Vahu cheshech ba'ofel, alayz hashach, it's still fairly dark. It's around the time of Alois. Noiga kizrichas Hashemesh shel achshav, it will shine like the actual zricha, like the zrichas Hashemesh. Tachas eis hashol tzadikim lasid lavay, meaning in the future for the tzadikim, it will shine with much more of an intensity. Levishiy arach hamagodol ma'od, tafilu Alois hashachas shelah yair. So when the sun just begins to shine in this world, in the future, there will be a tremendous intensity of spiritual sunlight and so on for tzadikim lasalavay. But you don't have a raya that ar means day. Basically, third proof. Vayikalakim ar yoim, it says he called ar yoim, seems pretty mufurish. Alma ar yimamahu. And quite interesting, you would have thought that would have been the first raya. I mean, it's something in Maisa Bereishis. What could be more revealing than a pasuk in Maisa Bereishis? The Yikrilikim La'aryim, Alma Aryimamo, says the one, Hachikamar. L'meir uba kroyu yoim. Meaning at the time when it's the light is beginning, that's when Hashem calls it daytime. That's what it means. When the light starts and it begins to shine, like at the very beginning, already from the time of Alois, that is already when we refer to it as the day. Says the Ma'at of Al-Khayshikh Karalaila, do you mean to say Lamechshikh Uba Karalaila, meaning when it's becoming night, when it starts to darken, that is already the time that you call it night when it starts to become dark? That can't be pshat, because of Hakaimalan, the Ad says the Kichavim Yamamahu. The Gemara at the beginning of Bracha says that all the way up until Nacht, it is considered to be daytime. So you cannot learn the Psukim and say that it means as it begins to be, as the light begins to shine, and as the darkness begins to settle in the world, it's either day or night. Ella hachikam shats like this. Kar yirachmana l'nahoyra, this vayikra, is not that Hashem calls it, giving it a name. Hachikama kar yirachmana l'nahoyra, Hashem, so to speak, summoned it. He called it like, I'm calling you, I'm summoning you, I'm instructing you. Kar yirachmana l'nahoyra upakte yamitzvasa diyamama. He instructed it, and he gave it the remit of the daylight hours. Kari Rahman al-Khashaykh, and so too Hashem called the darkness Upakte, and he instructed it Amitzvasa Dilelya. If you look at Rashi in the first small line at the end, Ella Turitzhachi, Kari Rahman al-Nahira Haiva Yikra, Lav Kriya Shemu. It's not a Kriya Shem to Tema Shakara Eshem Ha'or Yoim, Ella Kara Labriya Meira Shabara. Mehoid Matalabushai, meaning that he called the Bria which he created, Upakte Amitzvasa, the Imama, Tsivahu, Lashemesh Biyoma, meaning the time where you are a Shoilet, and your time where you have authority and dominion is going to be the time of day, daylight time. Tsivahu, Lashemesh Biyoma, Lachishach Tsivah, Lashemesh Belaila. He says, Kara kemelech shekar la'avdei she'yavu lefanav, like to summon. So, no raya. We move on to a fourth raya, Mesvi. Hallelujah, kol pech ve'or. Oh, so here we finally have a raya the other way around, the raya to Rav Yehuda. Alma ar urta hu. We're discussing stars. Stars are visible at night, and it refers to kech ve'or. So that seems to be that ar has to do with night. Says Gwano, Hachika Amar Hallelujah, Kol Kichavim Hami'irim. It means the stars which shine. It's not a noun describing that one is synonymous to the other. It means the stars which shine. The stars which shine will be the ones which will be Mahalel. Elamata Kichavim Hami'irim Udabai Shvuche. The ones which shine are the ones which need to be Meshabeach. She'edim Me'irim Alaybe Shvuche. Is there something in the Bria which does not need to be Meshabeach Hashem? V'aksiv halalu kol tzivav. Doesn't it say that absolutely everything is Mahal Hashem? Everything is Mahal Hashem. All of the tzivav marim is Mahal Hashem. Ela hakamash malan da'or kechavim nami arhu. The chiddush is, what it's coming to teach is that the ar of the kechavim is also halachically considered to be light. Or the kechavim nami arhu. What does that mean? L'may nafkamina l'noider min ha'ar. In a situation where a person makes a neder from ar. The Tanya they bring, ha'noider min ha'ar aser ba'ayron shel kechavim. Person says, it's also for me to derive benefit from ar. Included in your neder is even the light of stars. There is an interesting Midah B'Yehuda where he says, why is this not brought in Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch? If you look in the Haggai's Marilanda over here, he says, Ein ze lo mishnah v'lo braisa. This is not a Mishnah, it's not a Mishnah, it's not a Braisa anywhere, and perhaps that's the reason why it's not brought in the Paiskim. Because it's not an authentic Mishnah or a Braisa. Otherwise, it's difficult as to why this would not be brought by the Paiskim.
This Gemara says that there are stars that don't give light.
Yeah, the question is that this Gemara seems to say that there are stars which don't give light, correct? Is that something which we have a scientific problem with?
No, black holes and things, but how would you know that? How would they have known?
Oh, I mean, you're saying to the credit of Chazal that they were able to say that they knew that there were some stars which give light and some stars which don't give light.
How would you know that a star that doesn't shine?
Right. Interesting. I mean, we see from here Chazal were aware of stars that don't shine. Yeah. Okay. Meizvei la'ar yakum reitzeach yiktal ani the evyena. Whatever R means, but at that time, Yakim Ritzeach, the Ritzeach will get up, Yiktal Ani Ve'evyen, and he will kill the poor, and the poor, the oppressed, U'Belayla Yihi Keganav, and at night he will be like a thief. So says the Muhammad Omar, U'Belayla Yihi Keganav, at night he will be like a Ganav, Al-Ma'ar, which is the opposite, is Yamamahu. So it must be that R is synonymous for Yoima. Rashi says in the top Rashi, Midakarma Ubalaila Yekigan of Mechlalda or the Resha the Kra Yimamahu. It must be that or the beginning of the Pasuk means day. Bahikamra Biyoim Kisha Evri Drachim Halchim. During the day when people pass by, Aymadrid Sech the Aymadrachim. The murderer will go in the crossroads, in the middle of the road. Vahargan, Venutlas Mamainim, Obalaila Hunasa Kigana, that's when he hides Lachter Batim, Velignim, sorry, that's when he tunnels into houses and he steals privately and so on. Or Kopanim, it seems to be that. Or means daytime. And that says the Gemara, no. Hosam Hachikamra. It's telling us the Boba Machteris type of din. Similar to the drasha which the Gemara makes in Ben Sefer. If it's pashut to you, like night, like the daytime, like light, the anafashis kaasi, that the ganav is coming out iskin afashis, ritzeach, then he's a ritzeach, v'nitin latzila v'nafshe, and therefore you can save yourself with his nefesh by killing him. Whereas but if you have a doubt, you're not so sure, then so then you're not able to be matzel. And this is the din. Correct. What's that?
That does not sound right.
If you have it, the question is if it's a question of sofik pikuach nefesh, you're not sure if the guy is there to kill you or not. You're not sure. Well, let's see the way Rashi brings it, and then maybe that's an answer to your question. Rashi says like this: Ter permitted, kill him. Rashi, imbarer lecha hadavar kaar shehu bav iskin afashus. If it's clear, the hainu kol adam chutz mi av al haben v'chayot seboy. Father who's coming, who's tunneling into his son's house to steal, or something similar. We know there is a famous tshuva of the Mabit that he says it's Bafka, a father tunneling to his son's house as opposed to a mother. And if a mother comes in, then one cannot assume that she's not there to kill. So says the Mabit. And in Lamais of the Pasuk says, Karachim Aval Bonim. The Rachmanis, the Mabit says, he says it more because a father knows what it means to work, and he's chostal mamoinai, but a mother, she doesn't work so much, and if she's coming for money, she might want it a bit more, and she might, but al-Kabonim, there is this famous shita that he says it's meduyik, it's the father coming in and not a mother, but al-Kabonim, it's interesting, Rashi's lashon is v'chayotze, the chayotze bay, meaning Rashi is mashmah that there's other cases, not just the father. That's what, yeah, people, yeah, one might have thought it's a kol shekein until you see this nabit. Mitzvah lefarisim or shalei lefarisim, depending on which company you're in. But Rachman Litzlan, that is what the mabit says, an amazing, amazing psak. Yeah, but it says, we're speaking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, but the mashal is, the Rachman is the Rachman, and Av is a Rachman, not an aim. Fakir, Noshim Rachman Yis. What does the Pasuk say? Bishlu Yaldeyen. The Mustig of Rachmim is an Av. An Av is the and I think there's in Ashkafa there's a reason to explain why it's specifically the Koyach of Av. is shayach the rachamim more than an aim. That's, but yeah, Al Kaponim Rashi says that it's very interesting lashon Rashi, which might answer your question. If you're makir that he really loves you, oops, what happened? We just lost the link. Yeah, so Rashi said, it's very meduic. Rashi's lashon is, if you know, you recognize this person, shemakir b'yishu oyavoy ma'oid. Shar koladim hoya bal hamama in oymed kenegdil hatzl mimenu mamoyne is the oymed alav horgay ritzechu. So Rashi does make a distinction between if a person you recognize that he loves you very much, then you're not allowed to kill the person. So, you know, yesh ladun in this Lashon Rashi, what do you do about a person you're not sure? The Rashi does continue, balayla in misapka lacha kalayla kagim shadim ze oyavcha. So it's al-kopanim. Certainly, if it's someone who loves you very much, then you should not kill the person because you can assume they're not coming out of skin of washes. If it's another type of person, then you can assume that they're coming out of skin of washes. That's the simple mashmos of Rashi. Fine. So we don't have a raya from that either. Good. Misri. We bring. I think this is the sixth raya. Meisvei. What does the pasuk say? Yechshechu koichvei nishpoi, yekav lo'ar v'ayin, v'al yireb v'afapei shachar. A pasuk from Eiv. So what is Eiv saying? That he hopes that the stars of his night will be dimmed. And yekav lo'ar v'ayin, like he's hoping for or v'ayin, but it's not happening. That he's saying he may he not see the shine of dawn. So what's the diak of the Gemara? Midika Amar Yikav L'Ar V'Ayin, meaning he's making the sharp distinction between when he's in a period of darkness and he's saying Yikav L'Ar, and I'm hoping I'm Mikava for Ar, so it must be Midika Amar Yikav L'Ar V'Ayin Alma Ar Yamamahu. So you see that Ar is synonymous with daytime. Says the Gemara, no, awesome. Mela to the kalayit le'iv le'mazle. Iev is kind of cursing himself out. He's cursing out his own mazel. Ami yehirava de litzpe hach gavra le'nehoira. Halavai, that this person, meaning me, I should be mitzapeh for brightness. V'le'lishkechein, I shouldn't find it. So he's kind of cursing himself out. But you don't have a raya that R is synonymous with day. Meisvei Pasuk says, "V'oimer, ach cheshech yishufeini v'layla ar ba'adeni." David is saying that only darkness will shadow me, v'layla ar ba'adeni, but the night actually became light for me. So alma ar yamamo. So once again, we think that ar is synonymous with daytime. Says going to awesome hachika amr David. Then he amarti achishach yishufeinu l'olam haba. I thought actually this chait of the ma'aseh with Bathsheba. I thought achishach yishufeinu l'olam haba that this was going to hang over me forever, even in olam haba shu day meliyoyim, which is, as we know, is the time of real brightness, of real light. But achshav ha'olam hazeh shu day melalayla. Even in this world, there will be a time when, or ba'adeni, when it will be manifest that I have received a mechila for the ma'isa with Bathsheba. Rashi says that the ma'isa was manifest at the time of Shlomo HaMelech when they wanted to open the Aron, as we've learned. And Shlomo said, do it for the sake of my father. And the Gesu Shar Mashechem, and the gates opened up. And everyone knew shenimchlu loy, meaning the Seini David realized that he was nimchal for the ma'isa with Bathsheba. So you didn't have a raya. Good. Meisvei, eighth raya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, boidkin or la'arbasar. You check on or la'arbasar, whatever that means. Ubarbasar shachris, and then on the 14th in the morning, ubishasa biur. And at the time of beer. So this seems to be a very clear raya, at least from the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Midikam Rabbi Yehuda, Boykin, or arba asar uba rasa shachris. So alma or must be referring to urtu. It must be like Rav Yehuda said that it's referring to the night of, because it's saying you check by the or of the arba asar, which is the night, and then the day of the following morning. So it's a raya too, the shita of Rav Yehuda shmamina. And that seems to be a proof. So we have at least one proof, al koponim, from Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, you might say maybe the town of our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's Restan Mishnah Rabbi Meir, maybe it's a Machlekes. But al koponim, you certainly have a raya from Rabbi Yehuda the Tana that R means the night of. Meizvei, ninth raya, Meimasei Arbasar, Asib Asiyas Malach. We are going to learn in Makim Shenagu, in the fourth parak, that it's going to say Makim Shenagu Shleilasis Malacha Be'erev Pesach Ein Oisim, and when from there we get into all the Makim Shenagus Agav that Makim Shenagu. So what does it say? Be'emasai Arbasa Asav Asiyas Malacha. From when is there an Isser Malacha on the 14th? Meaning, unlike other Arve Yom Tovim, Erev Pesach is a Shtikla Yom Tov. It's a little bit, it's a mixes Yom Tov. So there's a din derabbanan not to do malacha on Erev Pesach, and it's actually brought in the poskim. Let's say if a person is getting a job and they would like to get time off work, I mean, they're having a discussion with their employer as to when they'd like to get off. So like cheshbening, obviously Shabbos and Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, Erev Pesach is high on the list of days that a person should not work. So we say, when on Erev Pesach is it also to do malacha? Meimazay arba asa asa vasiyas malacha. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, mishas ha'ar. Then whatever ar means, but it's from the time of ar. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, mishas ha'netzach hama. From netzach hama. So, amar le Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov le Rebbe Yehuda. I mean, how can you say that the Issa Malacha only begins from sunrise? So it comes out according to you, some of the day is Mutter, some of the day is Aser. We don't find that. Usually when there's an Issa Malacha, it is the entire day. Where do you find such a thing? So Amalei is Dr. Behuda to Rebbe Ben Yaakov. What do you mean? Who Atzma Yechiach? I'll bring you a raya from Erev Pesach itself. Shemiktsasei muter b'achilas chametz, umiktsasei aser b'achilas chametz. Meaning midyaraisa, a person is allowed to eat chametz the first 6 hours of the day. Midyaraisa, meaning it says ach, b'yom arishon tashbisu sar mibateichem. We learn from ach chalak that one is able to eat midyaraisa the first 6 hours of the day. So says Rabbi Yehuda, that I'll bring you a raya from Achilas Chometz itself. So that was the shakl of Atari between Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda.
So says,
no, we're discussing Malacha Midrabanan, meaning that we're discussing Makam Shnagu, that the din derabanan that you should not do Malacha on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, don't do it from Or Larba Asar, and Rabbi Yehuda says from Netzach Hama. Oh, so Bob is asking why we bring a proof from the Rabbanan, if the Rabbanan can do whatever they want, when they want, and they can structure it differently. We're going to get to that in a minute, but here what we're focusing on, we're really bringing this in to understand what is the connotation of the word R. So says the Gemara, Midah Ka'amar, Rabbi Yehuda Mishas Anitz Achama, and the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said from Netz Achama, Alma R de Ka'amar Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Urtu. So it must be when Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said R, it was referring to night. Because think about what happened over here. What was the conversation? Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't understand. You're telling me that the Issa Malacha only begins at sunrise. So according to you, some of the day you can do Malacha, some of the day you cannot do Malacha. So it must be that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov understood that when does the Issa Malacha begin? Already the previous night. And this way the entire day, the entire halachic day of Yudalid, there's an Issa Malacha. That's the Gemara thinks at this stage. And therefore we say, Alma or the Kamar of Lezim and Yaakov. Urtu says Gemara, no, Loy, my or Amud HaShachar. We'll also say or means dawn. It means dawn. And therefore, again, you Rav Yehuda don't have a raya against Rav Huna. Maybe I'll tell you that or in Rav Lezim and Yaakov means dawn. Ah, Yehachi de Ka'amalei. So what's Rav Lezim and Yaakov's taina? Meaning you can ask, you can turn the finger back on yourself, and you can say, even according to you, you're allowed to do malacha the previous night, and therefore you have one halachic day. Part of it is mutter, part of it is aser. Says the Gemara like this. Main hachikamara. Zakta Bezimim Ben Yaakov like this. Bishlim alididi. Ashkachno, the kapalgi rabbanon, bein yamama lelelya. Meaning in the world of the rabbanans, so of course you can make a chilek between night time and daytime. Desnan or the tanya, gabi tainis tzibo by a regular tainis. What's the din by a tainis? Admasa eichov shreisa ad sheyala mudashacha, divrei revri yezav and yakev, shimon eimer ad krisagover, slightly different time. But we know that by a regular tainus, with the exception of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, the tainus begins during the morning. So, of course, within Dinim Derabanan, we can make a distinction between night and day. But day and night, that is the cutoff, day and night. El Lididach, but according to you, Rebbe Yehuda, that within the day itself, you're making a distinction. Heicha Ashkachna, Yimama Gufei, the Palgi Verabanan. So you're saying, what, from Alois until Netzachama, you can do Malacha. From Netzachama, you can't. I mean, within the day itself, where do we ever find within one 12 halachic hour unit of time a distinction? We don't find such a thing. To which Rebbe will say, no. Amalei, what do you mean? Hu atzmi yichiach, shemitzase mutter b'achiles chametz, umitzase aser b'achiles chametz. But don't you find that the first 6 hours of the day are mutter to eat the chametz, and the next 6 hours of the day are aser. So why should it be such a chiddush in your eyes that for, you know, 90 minutes or 72 minutes or however long Alitz HaShachar is, that you're allowed to do malacha, and then afterwards you're not allowed to do malacha, which the Gemara says, Shapar Kamali Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda is saying a good taina. So what was Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's problem? Now, Hachi Kamali Rabbi Elazar, Amina Lecha Ana, Malacha Derabanan. I'm discussing the Shulchan Aruch Derabanan. I'm discussing the Dinim Derabanan. The At Amrisli Chametz D'Oraisa. Why are you confusing D'Oraisas with Derabanans? What do you mean? When it comes to D'Oraisas, the Ad Hacha Aser Rachmana. The Ad Hacha Shar Rachmana. This is Gzeiras HaKasev. First 6 hours you can eat, next 6 hours you cannot eat. Finished. That is a Din Torah. And you're bringing me Dinim Derabanan? Right? Don't bring me Dinim Derabanan. We know that whenever Chazal make dinim, they like to, there's a certain uniformity. It should be clear. Just like, you know, we don't say nosata divarecha l'shiurin. Chazal say something, it's across the board. 3 years is the time of a chazaka. Why? Because within 3 years, a person wouldn't sit back idly and not make a machav, someone sitting on their property. Break the Gemara, if so, what about Bei Baral Yashiv? And their makbid, if someone even just walks across the boundary, and they would make a machas. You're going to tell me you don't need 3 years? So the Gemara says, no, of course we're not going to say nasata devarech l'shiurin. Chazal do things with a certain uniformity across the board. So it's one thing to say that midyaraisa, the first 6 hours you can eat, next 6 hours you can't, but within the Rabbanan, to tell me until Netzachama you can do malach and then you can't, that is my taina, says Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov back to Rebbe Yehuda, to which Rebbe Yehuda responds, and says, Ve'idach, Shois Dirabanan. The reason why we can do that is because, Shois Dirabanan. I'm sorry, one more second. Amit Li Chametz Diraisa, Adach Asrachmana, Adach Sharrachmana. Ve'idach, Shois Dirabanan. To which he will say, no, the Sha'is are Dirabbanan, says Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that the concept of Chazal said Midrabbanan, you're not supposed to eat the last couple of hours before Chatzos for fear that you might come to make a mistake. So that's the reason why Chazal are entitled to do that, because you might come to make a mistake. Rashi says, Shoyz Durban, three lines down. Shoyz Durban, Levad Isishal Terishu Mishishis Olamalaka, come on. Hoysifu Chacham Mishte Shoyz, they added two more hours. Kedisnan, Eichlin Kal Arba, Vetelin Kal Hamish, Vesarf Mithilishesh. Harelach Abishal Divraim Shte Shoyz Asurais. So I'll prove to you that even in the world of Dirabbanan's, Chazal said that even though the first 6 hours you're allowed to eat, but we're not going to allow you to eat the last 2 hours of the morning. So you see that even when Chazal go ahead and make takanas, they also at times differentiate within a particular period of time, in which case, why are you having a taina against me when it comes to malacha? To which Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov finally responds and says, no. That is different. The idach harchaka who the avid rabbanan lidya raisa. There, Chazal chose to make a harchaka, and being that they did it for fear that you might make a mistake on a cloudy day, and you might look up into the sky, and you might not think that it's chatzayis, you might end up eating after chatzayis, which is an isad diaraisa. So that's the reason why they're entitled. But in a regular case, stam Chazal say, you know what, Rabbi say, don't do malacha on Erev Pesach. It's not a time to do malacha. It's a time to be involved in carving Pesach. It's a time to be involved in Hilchas Chametz and Matzah. Don't do malacha. From when? 72 minutes into the day. That's my taina, says Rabbi Zimun Yaakov, within like a brand new Hamzah de Rabbanan, which is not coming to distance a person from being over on an Issa D'Oraisa, there you don't find a case, a situation where Chazal would make a distinction. Al Kopanim, we don't have a raya from that case. So at this stage, we only have one raya, the raya from Rabbi Yehuda, who said, Boidkin Orla Basar, Arbasa Shachris, and Shasabir. Let's see at least one more case. Mezve Ein Masin Masuais Ella Al Hachedish Shinira Bizmane Lakache. So let us just explain it for a moment. We know that a month is either 29 days or 30 days. If it's 30 days, it's called, it is Ma'ubar. Milashin Ibur, Herayin. It's a full, complete month. Now, we know that, back in the day, they needed to be Mefarsim if the month was Chaser in 29 days. And the way they did that was with torches. They would light torches from mountain to mountain, at Shehayr, and into the Goyla, and so on, and they would realize that the previous month was only 29 days. Now, the Braisa says that when would they do this Masim Masuis? When would they publicize with torches? Ela ala chodesh shenira bizmane. In a month, if the Levan was seen in its time. Now, when you say in its time, but couldn't you see it after 29 days or after 39 or after 30 days? So whenever we say Bizmane in reference to Kiddush HaChodesh, it means on day 30. Bizmane means on day 30. So you would only publicize with Masuais, with the torches, on a month which was seen Bizmane, which means after 29 days, on day 30. In other words, a month which is going to be Chasar, then they would publicize it. But when would they publicize it? Only after 30 days, the night leading up to the 31st. It's a little bit confusing. So the night after 30 days, they would put up the torches. Then when I would see the torch, I would know that it must be that the previous month, meaning this past 24-hour period, which was a bit of a limbo for me, I wasn't sure, I now know that it was actually 29 days. That's what's Mavura in Rashi over here. If you look at Rashi, Ella, it's 5-6 lines on the bottom, Ella ala chodesh shenira bizmane lekadesh, meaning b'yom shloishim. Shenira lekadesh, the ilu kishachodesh m'uber, if the month is a full 30 days, There is no need to do Kiddush. Shekvar kitshu shemayim. The Ashmin and Haitano, the Achosar of Dinei Masuos, on a 29-day month, you would publicize with torches. The Amalei Loyav Dinei Masuos, Ukishein Royin Masuos, Yoidin Shachidish Ma'uber. So again, going back into the Gemara, Eimasim Masuos El Alachidish, Shinira Bizmanoi Lekadshoi. The Eimasim Masim Masuos, when did they actually do it? Lo'or Iburoi. This is the slight confusing bit. When did they do it? To the eve of the actual Ibur, as in the eve of the 31st. The eve of the 31st is when they would publicize, and now you realize that the previous month was only 29 days. So, Le'inyanenu, says the Gemara, Alma or Urtu. Well, clearly, the publicity could only be done at night. And it says Lo'or Iburei, in which case Shma Mina, we have a raya, a second raya to Rav Yehuda that Or means night. Let's just see one more raya. Maisi Hayoimet Kala Laila, if a kohen was up the entire night, Makriv Al Mizbeach Lo'ira Ton Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, which means the following morning there's a requirement of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So that seems to imply, like Rav Huna, that it means morning. And every Rebbe says the Gemara, now, Ayra, shiny. If it says Ayra, then of course Rav Yehuda would agree. It means that it means it's day. But if it's Or, like by us, it's referring to night. I would continue, but as I said, I would like to see this Tezus because it's very, very important. So let's go back and see a little bit the first half of Tezus. And if we have more time, we'll do another Raya or two. We still have like another four more proofs, I think. But let's see the beginning of Tezus. It says Tezus like this. The takana of Arla Abbas Beitkin is that you should not come to be over an Issadir Raisa. The Kashalari came in the Tzach Bittel. Could have been the Gemara, Beitik Tzach Shivatel. You need to do Bittel, you need to say Kol Hamira. Midir Raisa, the Bittel Baal Mesagi. And once you've done Bittel, it's no longer your Hametz. And in the pasuk of Lo Yera Lecha, the Gemara dashes Sa'ar Shelcha Lo Yera Lecha Avol Shel Acherim Shel Hefker Ataroya. So once I've done Bittel, I will not be over Bal Yeroya. So Fractasvus. So being that I have to do Bittel, and when I do Bittel perforce, I will not be over on Bal Yera Bal Yematze. Umidirai the Bittel Bal Masagi Amay Tzicha Chacham and Bedika Chlau. That is Thesis' kasha on Rashi.
When is the
Bidik
we're talking about here?
The night of the 14th.
And
the Bittel is also done on the night of the 14th.
The next day.
Correct. So you cannot tell me that the reason why you're doing Bidika is to prevent yourself being from Bal Yera Bal Yematze. If you're doing Bittel anyway, and when you do Bittel anyway, you prevent yourself being over Bal Yera Bal Yematze because it's no longer yours. So Thesis says, no. That's the reason why Chazal imposed a bedika. You should not come to eat. You should not come to eat. I remember in the Mir Yeshiva, when I used to learn the daf, so at the end of the first month of Isman, and it was 20 blot in, or whatever it was, and the first question, the Bechina, which made me kind of throw down my pen, thinking, this is not going to go well, is give five nafkaminas between Rashi and Tosfos in the first perek if the chiyuv bedik is because of shleishamiyav el achlay or shleiyavar bayirav bayimotzei. And you needed to know the perek really, really well to say five nafkaminas to Rashi and Tosfos. It could be that they lowered the passing grade on that one because it was, you know, everyone's like, but I was just learning with my son, and I said, I still remember this, even though I remember at the time being frustrated, because I was frustrated, but it was it really woke me up, like, yes, you should know, you know, the nafkaminas in the first parak. You should know it well enough that you should be able to rattle off five nafkaminas between Rashi and Tosfos. So maybe Bez Hashem at the end of the parak, we'll be able to do it also. So it says, yeah, halavai. So it says like that. Very important hamshach. It says like this. Now, it says v'chin mashma. Come on, the boy Rava kika b'shmei kera. If you have a loaf of bread on a pillar on a beam, do you need to do bedika for it? You're not going to get it. Oy dilma zemnen denaf levasil mechli. It might fall. You might come to eat it. So this is to bring a riot. Fractasis and all the Rishenim handle this question. Fractasis is a kasha. What the reason why you need to do bedika is because you might come to eat it, so you should have to do bedika for bas b'chalav and for arla and for kilayah kerim, and if you're a nozin, if you make a neder, well, because you might come to eat it. So there's plenty of things which are awesome to eat, and Chazal did not require you to do bedika and biur. That's what Tezis is coming to answer. Vatam shechmiru kan tvei mi b'shari suri hana shalei yitzricho levarom mishim dechameitz mutter kol hashana v'lei neser rak b'pesach v'lei bedili minei. A person naturally, I've been eating these cookies the whole year round. I see the box, I see the cookies, I'm going to eat it. I'm not bottle minei. Kedamin lekamon. V'lidami lebas v'chalav arle b'kilai kerem she'isuram noyheg iser olam. It's something which, from the moment it became aser, from the moment it was bas v'chalav arle b'kilai kerem, it was aser, it remains aser, it is off limits. Some rishonim are mechalik between iser kares and not an iser kares, and some actually ask on Tesis, why didn't Tesis use that? Now, frek Tesis, this answer is not going to help you for Nazir. Because Nazir, I was drinking wine yesterday, 30 days, and now I'm going to drink wine again. So I'm not going to be bottle minei. So what about Naziris? So it says, V'Nazir nami isurei shari lach rino. By Nazir, there was never a tzad to aser it and to require bedika, because the iser is kal insofar as it's mutter to others. So even though Klapi, the Nazir himself, it's Aser, seems to be this is saying, is that the Isser is an Isser Kal relative to these other types of Isser. That is answer number one. Answer number two, Inami Shiny Chometz Shechmira B'Tayra Lavar B'Bal Yira B'Bal Yimotze Hechmira Chachamim Livdei Kulavare Yafil Eicha Debitlu Mishim Dilma Asil Mechlei. What's the second answer? Not to be confused with Rashi. Tesis is saying the chametz is so chamor. It's an Isser Torah where the Torah adds on another Isser Torah of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzeh. Such an Isser Torah which has an additional Isser Torah, there I'm going to be concerned that you should get rid of it lest you might come to eat it. In other words, if I'm looking at an Isser Torah, Orla, Kilai Karam, Basav Achalav. Torah says, don't eat it, don't be nana from it. Okay? Who's to say that we, Chazal, need to go ahead and say, get it out of your possession? But if it's an Issa Torah, that the Torah attacks on another Issa Torah and says, don't even see it, don't even find it, that's a wake-up call to the Chachamim, that they should go a step further and add on a Bedikin beer, lest you come to eat it. So Tesis is still sticking with the reason the takon of the Mishnah is that you should not come to eat it. Vasep is dafka over here more than other isurim. So we have one of two answers. Either because of bedili minei, or lack of bedili minei, or because if you see that the Torah adds on bal yirah, bal yimotzeh, that's why Chazal are going to require bedik and beer. Rashi says the reason of the din derabbanan is so that you should not come to be over on Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh. It's a very, mamish, you know, the beginning of the Masechta, like two different worlds. What is the nature of the Takanas Chachamim of our Arbos, our Baitanas Chachamim, our Aner, according to Rashi, so that you should not come to be over on Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh. According to Tesis, the reason is because you might come to eat it. What Tesis does in the next piece is Tesis discusses chametz, which is of a lower level stringency, like chametz nuksha, where there is no bal yirah and bal yimotzeh. It's like a chametz which isn't properly edible, or the chametz process began but it didn't quite finish, and there's not going to be a Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzei. So would we say, if so, based on what I'm saying, would there be a Takana to do Bdikin Bir or not? So Bekitza, what we've said so far is we've had two Rayas so far. We have Machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, if Or La'arbasa means Nagi daytime, which we think means Nagi Mamish, till the end of the Sugya Gimel Amud Aleph. Rav Yehuda says it means Laila. And so we have two Rayas to Rav Yehuda, that when it says Or, it means Laila. Okay. We will pick it up. That's a shame tomorrow. Yeah.